Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is Gail Delicious Johnson, your host for the evening. This evening, I'm taking you on with me to happy hour. We're having drinks, food, chicken wings, barbecue wings, all kind of wings, dips, and drinks, cyber style. So if you're tired after you got off work, want to wind down, get in your easy chair, lay across the bed, or however you make yourself comfortable, and just sit back. I got your back. We're going to be getting into some music from the 60s, 70s, and the 80s. Hopefully, if you have any requests, you can call in. That call-in number is 646-652-2877. If you have any requests you want to hear, the call-in number is 646-652-2877, and I'll put them on if I have them. Also, I have a very special guest tonight, Ricky Smiley, but he's here only through his tapes, but we're going to get into him as well. So, like I said, sit back, grab a drink, plate of food, or whatever it is you do when you get home and try to wind down, and we're going to get into a little bit of Smokey Robinson right now.
Look what you've done. You needed somebody, and I made you mine. gave you my love. I tell you what I do.
In a row, I've Been Good to You by Smokey Robinson, R. Kelly, When a Woman Loves, and Dana Owens, better known as Queen Latifah, and Al Green, Simply Beautiful. And I have an announcement to make. My book, Was Past and Not Forgotten, The Reunion, debuts this year. Hopefully you guys will go out and get it. I'm having a special on it. So you can go to my website. That's www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. With that being said, we're going to get right back into the music because I don't want to waste anything tonight. We're going to hear a little bit of the Funkadelic's Chocolate City.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CZ? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC. right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital. Get down. Moving in on you. Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah, get deep.
Wow, that was quick and short. Funkadelic's Chocolate City. The Funkadelics used to call D.C. the Chocolate City. They were here quite often doing concerts, and they are a sight to see. Back in the day, the first time I saw them was at Crampton Auditorium, which is Howard University. It's on the grounds of Howard University. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was at American U. And they had the Mothership come down. I must have fainted because it was just so amazing to see that show. They really put on a show back in the day. I don't think they're together anymore, but George Clinton is still trying to get himself together. But he is nothing like he was back in the day, nothing. And back in the day, going to concerts were really nothing like they are today. You didn't pay a lot of money. You had a lot of fun. But today, everything's gone up. You see one person for $60 and $70. When I went to see the phone, I think it was no more than, it was, I don't even think it was $15 then, you know. But moving right along, we're going to get into a little bit of Miss Dinah Ross. Miss Dinah Ross, the boss, Upside Down. Over the years, well, I liked Dinah Ross from the beginning, but as time went on, I liked her a little bit more, her classy songs and songs that she did back in the day. She was all right with me. Okay, we're going to get into a song I want to dedicate to my publisher, and that song is by Eddie Holman, Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Thank you.
Eddie Holman, Hey There Lonely Girl, and Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. Curtis Mayfield was way, way, way beyond himself. He died in 19, I can't remember exactly what year, but he died after becoming paralyzed from a freak accident. A piece of equipment fell over on him while he was on stage. They were setting up the equipment and it fell on him, and he became paralyzed, and not too long after that he was dead, but he is gone and certainly will never be forgotten.
Thank you.
497, are you there? Caller 497, are you there? I guess they just couldn't get a connection. Okay, we're going to get right on into the music. Here's Karen White, Superwoman. That's Karen White, Superwoman. And I have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring them in again. 497, are you there?
Yes, I'm here this time. I unmuted my phone.
How are you?
This is Jay Delicious. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Well, I'm honored. I go into a chat room, and I got 5 beautiful women, and I'm the only man in here?
Wow.
Well, I'm blushing.
Well, maybe there's a lot of little flies on the wall, a lot of little men that are listening that are not in the chat room.
I'm just wondering, am I supposed to hit the tweet button and let them know or what?
Well, you can do that. I'd appreciate it. You can do that if you'd like.
Good music.
Thank you. I did send out a little blast today. But you know how some people are. I guess they're really out at happy hour or either they're out doing something. But I did blast it today.
Well, you know, in actuality, I think it's, I don't know how it is in the States because I'm in Germany, but I know the military over here, they're off for a 4-day weekend. So is that going on in the United States also? Are people off today because of Monday being a holiday?
Well, I don't know if the people were off today, but they're going to be off. It's a long weekend. I do know that.
Okay. So I think some folks probably took off for the weekend. I'm only guessing. You know?
Right. Well, that's possible. That is.
Yeah, because my chat room was kind of short. I did a 4-hour jam session earlier of old school jams, and my regulars weren't there. I said, "What in the world is going on?" And I said, "Oh, holiday weekend. People got out of town.
People. That's what people are doing."
Yeah, but you're playing some good music, so I'm gonna get out the way. I don't want to interrupt. Plus, you know. Over here, like I said, it's 4:49. I haven't been asleep yet, so I'm going to catch some shut-eye. But I will listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Jay Early, for calling in. I really do appreciate that. And if anybody else wants to call in to make a request, the number is 646-652-2877. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. And we're going to be moving right along with this little song that I like by Jackie Ross.
Yeah.
Jackie Ross, Selfish One. I like that song. Who is that knocking at my door? Who is that? Oh, that's Ricky Smiley, y'all. Here you go.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. My husband is about 96 years old. And when he die, I plan to bring him down there to y'all. And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
I know I want him to. He wants to lay in them and see which one feels the best to him, because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in them, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at them.
Well, why can't he lay in them? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll down a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I really think so, man. He wants to come down there and lay in some caskets and stuff. And, you know, I think it'd be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if you want to come down and look at some, and maybe you can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel like.
Well, what they feel like?
Well, most of them have springs in them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rock in that casket and he bounce up out of there, oh, no, you're going to run folks out of the church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim. And we don't know where we're going to have the fume yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flowers?
Yes, ma'am. We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because,
on the inside of the casket?
Yes. It don't make no sense for the flower to be on the outside, then he can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just...
Because he got a little radio that he listens to all the time. Can you put it on the gospel station and cut it on before they bury him, where he can have his gospel music and things, and put like a pitcher of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You can put
some,
that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie brownies with the peanuts on the top. Put some of them in there. Because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About 9 people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is that?
Miss Crenshaw.
Is it the one from our new pilgrim?
No, it's not.
Oh, which Crenshaw was this?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was the other Miss Crenshaw. I'd hollering, but I ain't like her anyway, because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then, we're going to come down in there, and y'all going to let him lay in the casket.
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Uh-huh. Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Call.
Ricky Smiley is something else. He's going to be back shortly, but right now I'm going to get into Charlie Wilson.
Yo, see, you know, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust. I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself. Being in love is good for your health. It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well. Got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here we got this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your head.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Darling,
stay in my corner.
world, I'd cry out how I love you. Honey, I love you. I really love you.
I love you. Stay.
Wow, if I could hit a note like that, oh my goodness, that boy can sing. Okay, Aretha Franklin's been sick, and she's saying she's doing better, so I got to do something by her. So here's RiRi, the Queen of Soul. That's for my girl, RiRi, the Queen of Soul. And I have a little dedication going out to my publisher. Mary Mimi Jacob, this is for you, hon.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore. Of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Thank you.
kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed by. I'm gonna miss you.
My publisher, Marion Mimi Jacobs, and my friend, the Manhattan, Let's Kiss and Say Goodbye. And I also, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing because I didn't have DJ Rogers say you love me, but I am going to download that and put it on the other show for you so you can play it tomorrow night when you're doing the interview with Susan. Okay, now I'm going way back to Otis Redding.
Arms of mine, they are lonely, lonely and feeling in blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning from wanting you, and if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be. These arms of mine, they are burning.
Oh,
Otis Redding from way back in the day. He was only 26 years old when he died in a plane crash, 26 years old. But my mom definitely loved his music, and so did I. Okay, Ricky Smalley's back, and I'll let you guys hear him again.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bernice Jenkins.
And hello?
Yes, hello?
Uh-huh.
My name is Bernice Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a member of First Baptist Church Kingston, where the Reverend T.N. Miller is our pastor.
Right.
And I'm trying to see. I've been calling around. Now, where you located at?
Well, almost at the corner of Pete Street and Piedmont.
I want to ask you something. Do y'all have some sweet milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much is sweet milk, baby?
For a gallon, it's $2.59.
$2.50. I'm trying to add it up because I just got my check. And I'm just trying to make sure I got enough. Well, do you have Metamucil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have some Efudent?
Yes.
Now, how much is that?
I don't know. Metamucil is like $11 or something dollars.
Oh, excuse me, baby. Huh? Well, listen. Well, tell Grandma this. Y'all got any sweet milk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much is your sweet milk?
$2.59.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all have the pen?
Huh?
Do y'all have the pen?
Uh-huh.
Now, what they running, baby?
They are high. About, between $12 and
$16. Oh, excuse me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen. Y'all have X-Lax?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how much that running, baby?
About $3.
Uh-huh. What the hell, Grandma, there? Do y'all got any sweet milk?
Huh?
Y'all have any sweet milk?
Uh-huh. Now, sweet milk, $2.59.
$2.59. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Huh?
Hold on, baby. Now, how I get over there?
How you on the bus? How you
going to
get here?
Well, yeah, I was going to get there the best way I can. The Lord.
Go to the corner of Peace Street and Piedmont and make a left.
The Lord said, walk and you shall find.
Right.
Yeah. Well, one more thing before you go. Y'all got any sweet milk?
Sweet milk, $2.59.
Uh-uh. Do y'all have any?
Yeah.
Now, how much is
$2.59.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Huh?
Well, can I speak to somebody in the dairy?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Good morning, Kruger. I'm going to help you.
My name is Bernie Jenkins, baby, and I'm a member of First Baptist Church Kingston, where the Reverend Miller is my pastor. Do y'all have any sweet milk?
Sweet pickle?
Uh-uh, baby. Sweet milk.
We have the deluxe milk. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, how much is it?
The half gallons are $1.59.
Now, I ain't want no deluxe milk, baby. I want y'all got some sweet milk.
That's in the orange box, right, ma'am?
Baby, I can't see because I don't have my glasses. I don't know what color it is. I think the milk white. Now,
okay, yes, we do have sweet milk. It's $1.59 for the half gallon, ma'am.
Well, the lady told me two some.
Hmm?
She told me $2.50.
Well, the gallon, we don't have the gallon. We only have the half gallon for
$1.59. Uh-huh. Well, how much, do y'all have some Jack Daniels?
Say it again?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Whiskey, baby.
No, we don't sell liquor, ma'am.
At all?
No.
Well, tell me this.
We don't have a liquor license. We sell wine.
Oh, y'all got some Thunderbird?
Thunderbird, no. We got Bones Farm, stuff like that.
A Ripple?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, baby, how much is y'all got some sweet milk?
Yes, ma'am. $1.59 for sweet milk.
And how much is a whole gallon?
I don't carry a gallon, ma'am.
Well, y'all got a pint?
No, we don't.
A
we
quart?
Carry quarts and half gallon.
How much the quart?
Quarts are, I think it's $1.09.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all got some cheese?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Well, listen, do y'all have any sweet milk?
Have a nice day, ma'am.
Bitch!
That's it. Ricky Smiley is crazy and deranged. Calling me out for sweet milk. You hear how many times he asked for sweet milk? If I was on the phone, I would have hung up on him a long time ago. But that's comedy. Right now, I'm going to get into some Stevie Wonder. We have 6 minutes left, and I'm going to get into Stevie Wonder, and after this, give my final closing. I Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, that brings the happy hour to a close. I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out with me, my chat room buddies, ADL Connections, Mimi, Jay Early, Miss Kane, TL, and a couple of guests that were in there. Hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Next week's show is The Internet, The Pros and Cons. The Internet can be good, the Internet can be bad. We're going to be discussing that next week, the 21st of January. I want to say December, I don't know why, but the 21st of January, my next show, we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of the Internet. With that being said, everybody have a nice night. Be careful this holiday weekend. Don't drink and drive. If you're driving, don't drink. Be careful. I like talking to you, not about you. And I'm going to go to bed, I guess, after this. No, I'm not. I'm lying. But I thank you, everybody, the flies on the wall, the ones who are just listening. I appreciate you guys. Everybody have a beautiful night. Good night. Blog Talk is messing up again.
Cry.
Good night, everybody.